My guests right now from Simmons Gainsborough are James Duggan and also David Osserin. David, James, good morning.
Morning, Peter.
Morning, Peter.
Nice to be here.
Good to have you here today. Welcome along. Let's just introduce you both first as your respective roles at Simmons Gainsborough. James, what's your role?
Okay, so I'm a partner at Simmons Gainsborough, one of the owners. And Simmons Gainsford has been in Uckville since 2004 now, when we probably had about 20 staff. We're now up to about 38. So, yes, accountants, business advisors, tax advisors, and we also have insurance brokerages and that sort of thing. So it's one of those sort of, I hate the term as such, but it's a one-stop shop for anything to do with your accounting and numbers.
And within that range of things, where would you say is the majority of your business these days? What's the things that people are really coming to you for the most?
Where we've really seen grow, particularly over COVID, is outsourcing the whole accounting function. So people have realised that this can be done anywhere now. It means that, you know, we can have a team doing all of their accounting work in our office, you know, keeping their books and records up to date.
Right.
And we've seen a massive growth in that.
Okay. And David, what's your role with Simmons Gainsborough?
I look after the business development side of things, marketing, business development and sales. So we have an office in London as well, where we have about 80 people. I'm based between the two offices, between Uckfield and London. And really my job is to make sure that we're looking after our clients, making sure that we're providing as much support as we need to. And that's really it. And interestingly, just picking up on what James was saying about COVID, we saw a real shift during that period where we had to shift our thinking from revenues to support, making sure our clients were being looked after, making sure that they were coping as well as they could through that period, helping with the loan applications that were available. So it was a range of different things which shifted, I suppose.
And do you feel that having come out of COVID, has your business model changed now from what you were doing?
I think, yeah, it was a bit scary to start with, as it was for everybody.
Sure.
Our IT team were brilliant and had all of our systems up and running for us to be able to work at home, and it has meant that there are still teams working at home. So I'm in, as far as my office goes, it's sort of 2 days in, 3 days out, or as the staff like as well, and I think that has seen some increase in productivity as well.
Fantastic.
And it's, you know, the staff like that, having a bit of flexibility.
Indeed. So we're here today to talk about the business awards. Of course, it's the first business award for 4 years, isn't it?
Indeed, yes.
Because the last one was meant to be 2020, because they're every 2 years normally, aren't they?
Correct.
So this is the first one for 4 years. And once again, you're stepping in to sponsor one of the categories. So tell me about the category that you're sponsoring.
Yeah, so this time we're doing the retailer, local retailer. We've done other categories in the past, but we thought the retailer would be a nice one to do for a number of reasons. It gets an opportunity to meet more of the businesses in the town, which I think will be interesting. But also, I keep talking about COVID, but these guys would have been through a tough time during COVID, having to close the doors. Mm. So we want to see how they cope with that and how they've changed some of their practices. And I think it's important to keep supporting these local businesses we have.
With the Business Awards, as a company sponsoring it, do you choose which category you want to sponsor?
I've been given options, yes. Mm-hmm. So I just said I wanted a different category this time. So I think Gary suggested this one was available, and mm-hmm. I thought, great, let's meet some of these people.
Anything attract you particularly to this category that you said, yeah, that's retail of the year, that's sort of something that really, really ticks the box for us, or you just thought it'd be interesting to have a different one? Or
I think it'd be interesting. It's obviously high street, so it's you know, visible. So there'd be names that we've all seen, and yeah, there may be some people that I've not ever spoken to before.
Sure.
So it'd be nice.
So I think if I've got the timings right, I think the nominations actually close today, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah.
So I think people need to, if they haven't already, get those nominations in for some of their high street retailers.
Indeed, yeah. And then once you've got the nominations, how are you going to, what's the criteria you use for judging? I mean, David, from a business development point of view, are you going to be involved in this?
Good question, yeah. Well, the idea is we go out and talk to the businesses, so that's really the start point. I think we'll have an idea of the sort of things we'll be looking for in terms of the product range, customer engagement, the appearance, the operations of the retailer, the way in which they work. So there's a whole host of criteria that we can look at. But I think once we start talking and engaging with the nominees, that'll give us a sense of what we're looking for. And I think we'll it's one of those things. I think we'll know when we see it. But yeah, we'll have an idea as we start. But I'm sure it will evolve through the process.
Is COVID and how the retailers coped with COVID, is that going to play a bit of part in your thinking?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think a lot of retailers would have had to have adapted through that period. So one of the things I'm sure we'll be looking at is the ways in which they've been able to do that, how their business has changed as well as a result of that. Obviously, business retailers have suffered, but for others, there have been opportunities coming out of it. And whether they've been in a position to tap into those, it'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the great thing about this is we get an opportunity to speak to the nominees and really engage with them. So it isn't just a desktop exercise where we're looking at businesses and trying to make an assessment. It's the engagement bit, I think, which is really great.
So out of interest, actually, because this is a retailer category, are you going to use a secret shopper mode to visit the retailers as well? Or are you not saying?
I can say that. Well, that's an interesting point, isn't it? I suspect quite a few people will recognise my face or so. So, yeah, I may have to employ an undercover.
I mean, David may not be
from the area.
David may not be quite sore now. I just wonder whether, as it's a retailer, you might use a secret shopper mode of sort of seeing what the customer service is like. Is that in your thinking, or is that... It's still secret at the moment.
It's certainly a good idea. I won't give any clues away yet, but that's it's good. You know, say it's a good way of getting a genuine response, isn't it?
Yeah. I should say as well, just because we are a firm of auditors, we're not going to come out and audit you and really put you through the ringer. That's not the objective here. It's not there.
It's fair to say actually accountants can be lots of fun as well. Is that true?
Absolutely. I'm glad you said that, Peter. It's a very, very astute observation.
So tell me about the business awards themselves generally, as far as Simmons Gainsbury are concerned. Is what's the importance to you as an Uckfield company?
I think it's just engaging with the local businesses. As I say, I've been involved with the business awards since day one. I was on the committee of the Uckfield Chamber of Commerce back then. And I think it's just nice to say just that, engage with the other businesses in the town. And I think, again, with COVID, a lot of the networking events didn't occur. And I think it's been a bit slow to get going again through nobody's fault. And I know Ian at the Chamber does a great job of trying to rally people around. Yes, I think it is just, say, re-engaging with those businesses of Uckfield.
Yeah. I mean, Uckfield is extremely fortunate in terms of the business community. And what is so rewarding is companies like yourselves and others, Dawson Hart, Lawson Commercial, other people, you're really supportive of these sort of awards and these sort of events now to really sort of bring the town together. So, you know, can I just say thank you to you guys and to everybody else, the other companies out here that actually really do support this all the time, which is really rewarding and great for the town and great for the community. So thank you for that.
It's great to be able to do it, and say it's such a big event. Yeah. And, you know, the awards night is always sold out. There's over 300 people at the evening, and that's it's great to see.
It's a big night in September, isn't it?
September this year, I believe. Yep. Yeah. So I'm sure it'll be a sellout again.
Okay. David James, thank you for coming in today. Have I not covered anything? Is there anything else that you would like to mention about the business awards that we've not covered at all? Looking at David, first of all. So, David, anything else you need to mention?
Nothing springs to mind. No, I think it's great. It's a great opportunity to promote the awards and to, obviously, nominations close today, but we'd encourage retailers to get involved. It's a great opportunity for them to showcase what they do, and it's a great platform for that.
Okay, thank you.
And I think that's the key. Say people need to put their names forward and be put forward by the rest of the public to get the names on the list of opportunity to win an award.
Thank you. So David James from Simmons Gainsbury, thank you very much for coming in today. And thank you to Simmons Gainsbury for sponsoring the Retailer of the Year Award on the Uckfield Business Awards. Thank you very much.